94.5 PST.
Okay, so you clearly like getting involved in other people's love lives. You're not alone. We do too.
Right, oh, we Joe? Do. We do.
So today, one of our listeners, Sarah, wants to know if she should. Dun, dun, dun. Are you ready, Joe? Ready? One, two,
You're
three.
You're so corny.
Love him or leave him.
We could have prepared a little better, but okay, carry
on. That was good.
Carry on.
So we're going to hear Sarah's story, and then you get to decide if her boyfriend is worth keeping or if it's time to kick him to the curb. Let's bring Sarah on. Good morning. All right, Sarah, give us the quick version.
Hi, Chris. Okay, so I've been dating my boyfriend for like 8 months. He's super funny. He's super sweet. I really like him, but every time we go out to eat, he orders like the most expensive thing on the menu. And then when the check comes, he wants us to split it 50-50.
Oh, wait. So you're telling me he orders the $75 steak and you order the $20 chicken and he wants you to pay half?
Yes.
So How long has this been going on, Sarah?
Like, pretty much the entire time we've been dating.
And does he make more money than you?
Yeah, like, a lot more.
All right, so the burning question, Sarah, and this is important, have you actually told him that it bothers you?
Like, not really. I don't want to seem like I'm expecting him to pay for everything.
But that's actually not what you're asking for. Like, you're asking him to stop ordering the lobster when he plans on splitting the bill with you, right?
That's yeah, exactly right.
Okay, Sarah, you've come to the right place because now it's time for, Joe, you ready?
All right, ready.
Love him or leave him.
All right, Sarah, we're going to put it to our listeners, okay? So we'll get you an update after we hear what everyone thinks. Hang on line, okay, Sarah?
Okay.
Joe, I don't even think this is just a date thing. Like, this is a friends thing, too. Like, everybody's very budget conscious right now. I mean, including me, I'm going to admit it. And if I'm not drinking, if I'm not ordering apps or dessert, why should I split the bill? I mean, last time I was out with friends, I did split the bill only because I want to kind of keep the peace and it'll probably start a thing. You know what
and
I'm saying?
And that's with friends, by with the way.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think this is just a date thing. I think this is when you go out, period. Like, you know, I ordered nothing but my main course and I split the bill. And listen, if everybody's ordering similar stuff, fine. I also get that's how it used to be, right? It's how it used to be. You just go out, you split the bill. But things are different now, I feel like. And maybe this needs to be changed. Like, how should the bill get paid now? I think that's our overall question, right?
Separate checks.
Like, separate checks. Don't go out if you can't afford to split. Like, what's the answer? What do you think?
When I go out in large groups all the time, we tend to, it's an unspoken thing, we all tend to stay in the middle of the menu. Not the really cheap stuff, not the really expensive stuff.
Right.
And then I have a friend, my friend Joe Bell, who I love to call him by his full name. He's a math wizard.
Is that his actual name?
His actual name is Joe Bell. I love saying his full name. It's
oh,
so fun.
Gosh.
He can do math in the back of his head. So then he'll go around and say, okay, this is the people that drank, this is the people that didn't drink.
Yep.
The drinkers pay this, the non-drinkers pay that.
I have some friends who are like, what do you mean? We split the bill. Okay, well, you also just ordered an after-dinner coffee, dessert, apps, when no one else did.
There's an argument. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You but know what I mean? Like, how could you? I don't know.
I'm a believer that it all evens out in the wash at the end, and you just pay what you're supposed to, what the 50-50 is that night.
I really used to think like that. I did, just for the ease of it, really. Because who wants to itemize a bill? But times are different now.
Yeah.
So, okay, he wants to split the bill. Is she loving him or is she leaving him? And I want to know how you do the bill now with your friends and stuff. Give us a call.
609-243-9778.
Listen up.
We're doing... Joe, you ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Love it or leave him.
You sound so like...
Because I kind of thought it was love it or leave it.
Energy.
And anyway, just my brain was
That's
trying to focus on...
That's a show on HGTV. That's love it or leave.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Sarah was telling us that she's getting a little annoyed that this new guy in her life is always wanting to split the bill when they go out 50-50. But see, here's the thing. He doesn't order 50-50. He orders like the $75 steak and she's ordering like the $20 chicken. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's like, what's the deal? Apparently he makes a lot more money than her. she doesn't know what is going on. I mean, things are different now. Everybody's very budget conscious now, me included. I have to admit, like, I'm not as into splitting the bill when, you know, I'm not drinking as much because I'm trying to lose weight, and, you know, I'm not eating as much because, you know, I'm doing the whole GLP-1 thing. And I don't know, love him or leave him. Is it that big of a deal? Now, what, Joe, you're kind of, it all goes out in the wash, right?
It all comes out in the wash, yeah.
Actually, you know what? I think Rosemary may have met. Joe, Rosemary has a question.
Did she say he's making a lot more than her?
Yeah.
Then he should be paying for his $75 steak, and she can pay for her $20 chicken. But if he was a true gentleman, he would pay for her $20 chicken, too.
I hear you. I do hear that. But, you know, in a world where not everybody is always... you know, paying the whole bill all the time, I do think it's fair for her to pay her and him to pay him.
Right. And especially if he's making more, he's not being a gentleman.
You know, it is funny that in today's society, it is very, I'm equal, I don't need you to do this. But then there always comes back to being a gentleman and chivalry and stuff like that. Is chivalry dead? Do we care if chivalry's dead?
That's an existential question you just asked. The other question I have...
Like, how does the bill get paid nowadays?
The other question I have in general in bills and stuff is it really fair to say this person makes more money that they pay? And I'm asking. I'm not saying it.
I hear you. We don't know what kind of bills he has. Now, Jess is on is in the app chat, and she says everybody's budgeting these days. She's all about splitting the bill. However, when I'm out with a friend, the food portion gets split, and the remainder gets added to the ones that we're drinking. That's interesting. Yeah. So in this case, she needs to leave him. That's one for leave him.
One for leave him.
And tell him that she isn't paying for his meal when it costs double hers. I know Nikki says, I don't know, the other day I went out with my cousin. She said, you know, do you want to just split it and I'll take care of everything at the beach? I guess they were going to the beach. So I was like, okay. But then at the beach, I still had to pay to get on, and we rented lounge chairs, and I paid for those too.
Oh, that was unfair.
Everybody is very money sensitive now.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, we have to be.
No, we have to be. I get
it. In this economy. Yeah. Let's see. So more info is needed from her. This is what Stacy's saying. Like, does he tell her he wants to go out to eat? If he's saying he wants to go out to eat, then he should be paying for it. Almost like whoever did the inviting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that age-old thing. That's a good point.
Yeah. Does she ever offer to pay for other things? Stacy does bring up a good point. There are some dangling
questions that we don't know yet.
Mary says, just pay for what you eat. If you're paying half and he's ordering something very expensive, all you're doing is paying for, oh boy, the booty.
Oh my God.
That's what she said.
Oh my
and it's
God.
Not worth it.
Oh my God, Mary.
All right, so we're going to switch gears here. The feed is coming up. Everything that's going to be in your feed today. So wait till you hear what Brad Pitt admitted. I knew it, I knew you. 94.5 PST. Yeah, here's what's going to be all over your feed today. So Kim Kardashian just found out her L.A. mansion was broken into on Sunday. It's under renovation right now, so Kim and the kids weren't even staying there at the time. But it's still kind of creepy. Somebody's in your house.
Terrifying.
So the guy took some stuff, took one of the staff members' cars, took it for a joyride around the neighborhood, then went back to the place. This is so weird. And then they arrested him. Like, dude, do better. It's a burglar.
Go further.
Weird. So Disney has revealed that Demi Lovato is going to be making an appearance in Camp Rock 3. It's going to be a cameo of her character, Michi Torres. Remember, she's also executive producing. It premieres on the Disney Channel on Thursday. I know this is like total millennial summer. Right? Hillary Duff on tour. You and John are living your best lives there on Sunday. And now this. So, yeah, it's going to stream on Disney Plus the next day. So, Friday. But, yeah, on okay. Disney, yeah,
I can't
Disney
wait.
Plus. Yeah,
can't
it's going to be huge, huge. So, Brad Pitt has admitted to drinking again. So, here's the deal. I mean, he was sober for 7 years. Remember we had heard that he was having a cocktail at Taylor and Travis's wedding, and that became a big deal because everyone was like, wait, he's
sober. There
were
a lot of headlines about that, yeah.
Yeah, so he now is kind of explaining himself, and he said, look, I drank too much during a challenging chapter of my life. Angelina Jolie, she's challenging, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
But now he's happy. He's in a new relationship, and he says he can absolutely drink in a more restrained manner. Some are questioning, like some alcoholics and stuff are questioning. Look, if you're an alcoholic, then you're always an alcoholic. and you really can't. So he's got to be super careful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or others are saying, look, he just drank a lot when he was with her and he's not with her anymore.
I think one's relationship with alcohol is very difficult for an outsider to weigh in on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Jackie has died.
Aw.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so sad. The bald eagle that millions of us watched. It was like our own little big brother, our own little reality show because of the Nest camera has died. You know, she became famous for raising her little eaglets in Big Bear, California
this
with
was
her partner Shadow.
Back in the depths of COVID, we became obsessed with this camera.
She
got into like a fight. That's how she died.
Well, they're not sure if it was the fight. They said she had anemia. She had no physical harm from that fight, apparently, but she had anemia and some mystery illness that she had weeks of intense treatment for, but she didn't make it through.
She got into like a bird fight,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, she did with younger. Yeah, 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 but they don't think that's...
Okay.
Like, she had no physical harm from that. You know what I mean? Ugh. I can't stop thinking about it. It's terrible. And the trailer's out for American Hostage with John Hamm. Take a listen.
You've been put in an impossible situation.
I know it's a risk, but what would you do?
If we do this without permission, it's sayonara. Good night.
Hello, Tony. You are live and on the air.
A lot of buzz about this show.
Yeah.
MGM Plus, it's going to come out September 20th. It's apparently based on a true life,
like a
beloved radio reporter.
Well,
kind of terrifying.
It
became
a little terrifying.
He became in the middle of a hostage life or death situation.
Don't even, because you know I will be freaked out.
We will not be watching that, I can guarantee you.
All right, there's the feed.
Of that. You know what's coming up next?
Can't be Chris.
Can't be Chris.
Yep.
So call us right now if you want to play your chance to pick your tickets. You can see Kesha in New Jersey or in Pennsylvania.
Chris, I will warn you, I'm getting up there. 16-day winning streak.
Yeah. So call us now to play to ruin that 16-day winning streak and see if you can beat her. Play Jersey and PA's hottest game show, Can't Be Chris. Your last task before you leave the room, Chris, give those phone numbers.
609-243-9778.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris.
All right. My name is Joe. I'm your game show host across Jersey and PA this morning. We say good morning to Paula, our contestant. Good morning, Paula. You on your way to work?
Yeah, so I'm driving into work right now.
All right. What do you do, Paula?
I work for the Division of Taxation.
Ooh. That is a job if I've ever heard one. All right. All right, Paula, you're going to play Can't Be Chris. Here we go. Chris is out of the room. She will not hear your answers. Question number one, Paula. Chrissy Metz is on Broadway in the show and Juliet right now, and she's talking about a lot of her weight loss. She was also on the show This Is Us. Name any other cast member from that insanely popular show, This Is Us.
Gianna Harris.
Gianna Harris. All right, we're going to lock in Gianna Harris. There we go. Question number two. We just told you that Camp Rock 3 is out later this week. It stars a member of a popular boy band. Who is that?
Jonas.
I like what you were
Jonas
saying.
Brothers.
I like
Jonas
that.
Brothers. Lock it in.
All right, we're going to lock in that one. I liked what I was hearing. Third and final question. Anne Hathaway is showing off her baby bump. She just starred as Andy Sachs in a movie earlier this summer. It's a big sequel. What movie was Anne Hathaway in as Andy Sachs?
Oh, wasn't Devil Wears Prada 2. Lock it in.
All right, Can't Be Chris this morning, locally powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing, New Jersey. Also a good time to remind everyone, we're still looking for that third co-host here on Chris Show in the Morning Show. We're going to start introducing you to some of the candidates soon, but still time to apply on our station app and website with our friends at jerseyhired.com. Chris, I'd like you to say hello to Paula, who is all locked in.
Hi, Paula. How are you?
Hi, Chris. How are you? Good.
Good, okay. Good. All right. Are we ready for this?
Here we go, Chris. Your quiz starts right now. Question number one, Chris. Chrissy Metz is on Broadway in the show and Juliet right now. She was on the show This Is Us as well. Name any other cast member of the show This Is Us.
You know, she's lost like 100 pounds.
That's why she's in the news again.
This Is Us is, okay, Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore is a correct answer. Gianna Harris I Googled her in the middle of that. And it looks like a Broadway actress. She may have been in This Is Us. She may have been in and Juliet. It looks like she was. So actually, I'm going to say you're both correct.
All right. good. Yay.
I don't know how you knew that, but it looks like she was.
I remembered it because that's my daughter's name.
Aw, that's cute.
I was like, I see a picture of her hair. And it looks like she's in the show In Juliet at some point. So I'm giving you credit for that.
But didn't you say in the show This Is Us?
I know, but I'm giving credit for credit.
Man.
Listen, that was a more obscure name.
Okay.
Question number two, Chris. We just told you that in the feed that Camp Rock 3 is coming out later this week. It stars a member of a popular boy band. Who is that?
Jonas. Joe Jonas.
You both said him? You're both correct. Good job. All right, third and final question, Chris. Anne Hathaway is showing off that baby bump.
Oh, my gosh,
she
so
just
cute.
Starred as Andy Sachs in a movie earlier this summer. It's a sequel. What movie was that?
Devil Wears Prada 2.
You both said Devil Wears Prada 2. You're both correct. You're both correct. So that means that we end today in a tie. By my discretion.
I was going to say, we'll go with the judges.
We'll go with the judge.
So, you know, I do, ties do go to the house, so I will take the win. But you do not have to say the phrase of shame. I do like to hear it, but you don't have to today.
You do not have to. Paula, it's your chance to pick your ticket all week here with Chris Joe in the Morning Show as we play Can't Beat Chris. We'll get you tickets to either Kesha in Pennsylvania or Jersey, Hershey Park this Saturday night, or the PNC Bank Arts Center in Jersey on the 19th. Tickets on sale now for both shows at Ticketmaster.com. We'll play Can't Beat Chris again tomorrow at this same time.
5 PST.
I know it seems kind of far away now, but Friday is a free gas Friday. All summer long, we're hooking you up with free gas, so make sure you're listening Friday morning, starting at 7:30-ish.
7:30, just a couple seconds 7:30. After 7:30. Yeah.
We're going to do that. Gas is so expensive still, so I don't know. There's still some time to get some summer road trips in, and you know, you get to this point in the summer where you're like, crap, I haven't done anything fun, and you need to. So we're going to hook you up.
It's super easy, too. I mean, just be listening at 7:30, 8:30, 9:30.
Joe likes to play his little high-low games.
Yeah, we'll play it up.
94.5 PST.
Gosh, I'm like blushing as I ask you this. Have you ever gotten a little frisky in public?
No.
Did you hear this whole IKEA thing? So if you've ever been to IKEA, you know that there's, you know, it's set up in little vignettes, in little house vignettes. Like there's a living room and there's a kitchen. And of course, then there's a bedroom. Oh, little romantic music
just
going on there.
Just wanted to set the mood of an IKEA.
So this family was walking through the IKEA, and all of a sudden, the kid goes, "Oh, mommy, that's disgusting. Look over there." As most kids think kissing and stuff is disgusting. There's a couple laying on one of the beds, Joe, in one of the bedroom scenes, getting busy.
Those are not meant for that.
What?
You know what's not meant for that? That.
Yeah, you may have seen the video because it's going viral. So the mom recorded it and said, you know, just shop with my family. And this is what we see. They were kissing and touching and doing all kinds of stuff in IKEA.
That's
just get to the Swedish meatballs.
That's why everyone goes there.
Just get there. Skip past the doing stuff. Have you ever done anything in public?
You know what? No. I'm a prude.
I don't think I could.
Oh my God. I don't think I completely agree with you on that front. I think I'd be terrified of my own shadow in public.
But wait a minute though, because Lexi's here. Hey Lexi, you've been a little naughty, right?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Chris and Joe. I can say this because I'm new to the area and no one really knows me yet. But my boyfriend and I, we have this thing about doing it in the rec dressing rooms in the stores. It just kind of happens. Like, he'll come in with me just to sit down because he hates shopping. And, you know, I'm trying on clothes. So I'm in my bra and panties, and, you know, she just can't help herself.
Oh, my God. Thank God you're new to the area, Lexi. Thank God, because,
Joe, do you know this, that my husband, John, before he became a firefighter, when he was, you know, getting there, he was a security guard in a department store.
Uh-oh.
And he would say that they would catch people often doing it in the dressing rooms.
I've had encounters where people have suggested things like that, and I've been like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I have said, what is wrong with you?
The thought of it is, dare I say, kind of exciting, but I don't think I could.
I think there are other ways to have excitement in your life, right? Does that make sense to you?
Is doing it in a car in a public parking lot, is that? Because I have... Oh, God.
Could people see that car?
Well, it was at night.
Okay. Was it a busy parking lot? Was it like the Walmart parking lot?
We were tucked in a corner.
I mean, because the mall, like the malls around Jersey, I think those are the places where shady stuff goes on.
Wait, so have you ever gotten busy in any capacity, like in public? I got to hear these stories. Have you ever gotten busy in public? So you're either gasping right now that I'm saying this, or you're like, well, yeah, it sounds kind of exciting. Joe's a prude.
On this front, yeah.
I'm saying that, I don't know, it sounds a little exciting to me. I don't know if I'd actually do it, but Katie called in and she's got something to say.
Hey, Chris and Joe. Oh my God, I had to call. My boyfriend wants to do it everywhere in public. I mean, the thought of it, more for me. What if we get caught? I'd be totally embarrassed.
That's a typical man thing.
Such a guy.
Although you said you would never be able to do it.
I think I'd be too stage fright. I mean, you said you did it in a car once, and I even clutched my pearls at that stage.
Oh, gosh, I used to do it in a car all the time.
Ugh.
I mean, like, Brielle, though, she's like you, Joe.
I can't imagine doing anything in public. It would totally give me anxiety. I don't see how that's exciting at all. I'd be such a wreck. I thought we were going to get caught. I'll keep it in the bedroom.
But I don't know if you'll always keep it in the bedroom, do you? Anyway,
that's a separate question. I mean, right?
Do you think there's now signs up at IKEA? Do not do it in the beds. Do you really have to have a sign? But now there's going to be signs up in IKEA.
Well, I mean, I guess that's a question any furniture store too, right? Like, I would be curious if furniture store employees and stuff like stress about this. You said your husband was a mall security guard at one point.
He used to catch people in the dressing rooms all the time.
Do they get is an offense. Do they refer it to the police?
I think so. I think you can like get cited for that, right? Yeah. I don't know if you can get arrested. But at least there's a door on it. In IKEA, they were out in the public.
Yeah, that's like
right out in the middle of everybody.
Wait, I have to ask our favorite Brit Richard from Jersey Hired what you would do if you saw that happening in an IKEA.
I would probably go over to them and say, do you mind there's children present? Get your clothes back on and get out.
Okay, pretty simple.
I mean, right to the point.
By the way, Good time to remind everyone, wasn't Richard's so curt with that. We're using him and our friends at Jersey Hired to help us find our third co-host here at Chris, Joe, and the Morning Show. Apply today, jerseyhired.com.
So the feed is coming up. We're going to tell you what's going to be all over it today, especially what Brad Pitt just admitted. We'll play you two songs, then we'll get into it. 94.5 PST. Yeah, so here's what's going to be all over your feed today. The trailer's out. A lot of buzz about this new movie called American Hostage with John Hamm. Take a listen.
In an impossible situation.
I know it's a risk, but what would you do?
If we do this without permission, it's sayonara, good night.
Hello, Tony. You are live and on the air.
You know this is about radio people.
That's what's terrifying
it's
for both of us.
Totally freaky.
MGM Plus, September 20th. It's based on a radio reporter who wound up in a hostage situation.
Yeah, pass. Pass on that. So Brad Pitt has admitted to drinking again. A lot of people are buzzing about this. So he's been sober for 7 years. And then remember, everybody was starting to leak that he was spotted having a few cocktails at Taylor and Travis's wedding at Madison Square Garden. Everyone's like, wait, I thought he was sober. I thought he was doing the 12-step program, all that stuff. So he said, look, I drank too much during a challenging chapter in my life. Angelina Jolie.
That's what Chris says. He didn't say that.
Oh, he totally alluded to it, though. She was a mess and created total havoc in his life. But now he's happy. He's in a new relationship. And now he says he knows how to drink in a restrained manner.
We should not question anyone's relationship with alcohol.
No.
So we'll just leave it at that, I think.
No. Yeah. So just found out that Kim Kardashian's LA mansion broken into on Sunday. That's such a creepy feeling that somebody's been in your house.
I would have to move.
Worst. I mean, I think I would too. So anyway, the good thing is, though, she's not in it right now. She's at, I don't know, one of her other houses because it's being renovated. So at least Kim and the kids were not in the house. But the so weird. So the guy takes stuff. He loads it in a car. He spent like all this time there. And then he goes on a joyride through the neighborhood with one of the staff members' cars. Then comes back to the house. They were on to him by then, and then they arrested him.
That's a choice. He made a choice.
Not a very good burglar.
Bad criminal.
Bad burglar. So I'm so sad. Can we, like, change gears here? Jackie the Bald Eagle died. You know who I'm talking about?
The one we got obsessed with in COVID.
She gave birth on cameras. She became famous for raising her eaglets in Big Bear, California with Shadow, her partner. We were all obsessed, right? Well, she got into a fight with some other eagles, but I heard she really had no physical harm from that. She had anemia and then had some mystery illness that they've been trying to nurse her back to health for a couple of weeks now. And she just passed.
The video of the fight was terrifying, though, by the way.
I'm so sad about that. And Disney has revealed that Demi Lovato is going to make an appearance in Camp Rock 3.
Woo!
Yes, it's going to be a cameo as her character, Michi Torres. Now, remember, she's also executive producing. It premieres on Disney Channel on Thursday, going to stream on Disney Plus the next day. It's officially, Joe and Jonna, millennial summer, right, Jonna?
Well, I love this because it proves what Joe and I experienced.
4.5 PST.
Yeah, so forget about the dating apps. This new survey says that Gen Z is finding love the old-fashioned way through grandma hobbies. We've been hearing about this. Kara's hanging out with us. Is this true, Kara?
Okay, this is so true. I met my boyfriend at a trivia night.
See? Now, after some digging, some other popular hobbies to meet somebody right now, bird watching.
Who goes bird watching? How is that how you meet someone? Your head's up in the sky.
Well, you got those. Hey, check out this bird.
But like, oh my God. Don't do that.
Check out my beak. It's a big one. Anyway, Mahjong. Can I tell you? I keep telling you I want to learn how to play Mahjong. Then we could do it on the cruise. When we go on the cruise next summer,
what?
We can get a group together.
What?
How about, okay, I've got
another one. What person under a certain age wants to play Mahjong?
It's hot right now.
And meet people that way.
Plant swaps?
What?
This is what they're saying, these grandma hobbies where you can meet people. Pilates? Wait, isn't that what almost killed you, though?
That was a spin class, and I think Pilates is a little different. I want to go back to plant swaps. What do? You bring a plant, go, oh, this is my green plant. Yeah, that's your green plant?
Yeah.
No.
I'm telling you, grandma hobbies are hot right now. Last one, craft get-togethers. I'm actually planning one of these for my friends. They're all over Pinterest and TikTok and everything.
Who made this list up? And these are not how you meet quality people.
I'm telling you.
There is no quality person to be met.
94.5 PST.
Yeah, so what do you think about an Oreo that would taste like your favorite fast food? That's a little weird, right? So this collaboration with, and I'm not even, hand to my heart here, there is a limited edition collaboration with Oreo and KFC. So you're going to get a Kentucky Fried Chicken flavored Oreo.
Oh boy.
Now it's not here.
Is it bad to say I'm judging?
Yeah. No.
I'm judging.
I'm intrigued.
It's not even here. It's in China only, but this is a real thing. Like, I'm not making this up. This is a real thing. And, you know, Oreo does this from time to time. They make these limited edition flavors. You usually find them in Target.
Every time you're in one of those stores, you see them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're tempted to buy them just because you need to try it.
And it's the same cookie every time, yeah.
So this one has 11 herbs and spices to taste like, you know, your favorite KFC. Some savory seasoning, salty notes, stuff like this. I don't know, you dunking that in milk? Ugh.
Chicken and milk, probably not.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm from a household where we drank milk with everything.
Us too.
Because got milk. Right. So, but no, probably not.
So I figure we play a little game because there are a lot of like limited edition Oreo flavors. Let's play Oreo or not.
So Jonna and I are going to take each other on. Is that how this works?
I hope you guys didn't Google this ahead of time.
I haven't Googled anything.
I can't say that I have. I probably should have, but I can't say that I have.
All right, first one. You can think about this. You can collaborate. You can talk amongst yourselves. A hot cocoa Oreo. Was that an Oreo or not?
I have my answer. I'm going to say not because it's not commercial enough. Now, if it was like Swiss Miss, if you said Swiss Miss hot cocoa Oreo, I would have said yes, but it's not commercial enough. And Oreo only seems to do collabs with commercial opportunities.
See, because yes, branding 101. I feel like you're so smart. I said yes. I think that is real. But I mean, Joe's smarter than me, I guess. So, but I'm still going to say yeah.
I was going to say don't go with him, Jonna. The answer is yes.
What?
It was released as a winter flavor with like hot cocoa flavored cream and little marshmallow bits. I think I saw that actually in the store. That one looks familiar to me. All right, here's another one.
I would try.
Yeah, okay. Here's another one. Oreo or not? Swedish fish Oreo.
Ooh, I'll let Jonna go first.
Was you know that what? I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say absolutely.
Jonna's a smart girl, so I'm going to tag on her answer and say yeah.
You're smart, Joe. It was, in fact, yes. And like you said before, they actually did collaborate with Swedish Fish.
Yeah.
The brand. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
That sounds right.
Here's another one. Oreo or not, buffalo wing Oreo.
No.
No.
You should see Joe's face.
Ew.
He's like, way.
Borderline Ew. Disgusted.
Oh, I'm very disgusted.
Well, right. Ew. Imagine dipping that in milk.
You guys are right. That was not an Oreo.
Oh, thank goodness. Could you imagine? I would judge anybody that tried that. Okay. Ew. Gross.
Caramel. Last one here. Caramel apple Oreo. Was that an official flavor?
Again, I'm a smart enough guy to know I'm going to do whatever the smart lady in the room says. So whatever Jonna says, I'm saying.
So what are you saying, Jonna?
I feel like that could go either way, but that sounds like something they would do for fall. I'm going to say no, actually.
No,
I'm going to say no.
You're right. It is not an official Oreo
Jonna,
flavor.
You got them all.
But I think, though, that should be a fall one because I can kind of see
that. Yeah, I would try it.
I can see that happening.
There's their new collab coming
soon. So I made you hear right.
Jonna got them all. Good job.
I can't believe it.